relearn, reform, restart.
I know that sounds like quite a story, but it's true. And I, for one, cannot move forward. I can't. Evil is evil is evil, and I harbored it, loved it, and protected it.
I'm overwhelmed with guilt. I'm responsible. I'm the new kind of demon, guilty of aiding and abetting such a powerful demonic force. I belong in the burning pits of hell and fire. Yes, fire is the only entry port. Gas on the floor, gas on the wall, gas on the desk, gas on my shoes, gas on my chest. Got a match?
God forgive me! I have sinned!
Breaking news tonight, as horror has found its way into our community. Reports of mass casualties at the renowned rehabilitation camp for troubled youth, Camp Restart. We'll keep you updated on exactly what is going on.
This is John Lynch with your Walk 97.5 news break, sponsored by T-Mobile. 3 weeks have passed since the incident out at the park that used to be Camp Restart. Authorities are now trying to keep the area clear of social media paranormal bloggers who are trespassing in the area, trying to get a glimpse of the now infamous park. The area is still considered a crime scene as authorities and family members still have questions. More on the story as it develops. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone has issued an order sealing the perimeter of the park and has requested that Kevin Portland.
You've reached Jesse Sayer, Chief Engineer at Walk 97.5. I can't make it to my phone right now, but please leave your name and number and I'll make sure to get back to you just lickety-split.
Hey, Jesse? Jesse, it's me, Mike. Are you there? Pick up.
Hello, Mike, I'm here.
Jesse. Thank God. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mike, I can hear you. What's up? Is everything okay?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm out here at the park, I'm testing this receiver for Patrick, and I can't get in touch with him.
Wait, you're at the old Camp Restart?
Yeah.
Mike, they've asked me to go out there every day for the last 3 weeks, and I said to heck with that. Not since that guy burned himself alive.
I don't know, why is that such a big deal? I mean, I still smell something. It's a little scary, but I have a job to do, and I had to get the job done.
Yeah, but I don't know. Something's different about that place. Too much history and bad energy. Strange things are happening. All the stations are getting crisscrossed, and some of these bloggers are getting lost. They say that place is haunted, but while you're out there, tell people about Camp Terror, the Gateway Playhouse's walk-through haunt, and the not-so-scary kids' adventure. Tickets and details at fearli.com. And, of course, how T-Mobile is giving everyone a chance to win Billy Joel tickets just by texting Billy to 64636. Mike, are you there?
Thanks, Jesse. If I see anyone, I'll tell them to text Billy to 64636 and to visit Gateway's other haunt. Thanks for coming to Camper's Pike at Gateway's Forgotten Road, presented by T-Mobile. Now, tune to Walk 97.5, and maybe the evil inside me won't follow you home. Good night.